This week, President Biden is promoting his signature drug pricing plan that will help some people with diabetes pay for their insulin. And he's been quick to point out that the cost for many prescription drugs are a challenge for all Americans.
I think it's safe to say that all of us, whatever our background, our age, where we live, we can agree that prescription drugs are outrageously expensive in this country. Doesn't need to be that way.
But some drug pricing advocates say the president's plans for insulin don't go far enough. They're pushing for last-minute changes to the Build Back Better bill that passed the House and now awaits approval in the Senate. Nick Florco is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, and he's been reporting on the efforts to reduce the price of insulin and joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So the big headline is that President Biden's drug pricing plan would ensure Americans spend no more than about $35 a month for insulin. That is significant because the prices are often much higher. How would the president's plan work?
It is significant. So the president's plan essentially would put a cap on insulin prices for anyone with insurance. So if you have private insurance through your employer, you buy insurance through Obamacare, if you're on Medicare, basically there will be a provision that says that you can't pay more than $35 per month for insulin at the pharmacy counter. And for people with skimpy insurance, I mean, people that have a high deductible plan, for example, that's a pretty big change because those people are often forced to pay the sticker price for insulin right now if they haven't met their deductible. And that could mean hundreds of dollars out of pocket. So this would be a pretty serious change for those folks.
Yes, mentioning the price there, let's take a step back here. How much does insulin cost per month right now, and what's the highest it's been?
It's usually several hundred dollars per vial, and the price has steadily risen over time. It's really one of those examples of how our drug pricing system, quite frankly, is broken. And all the folks in the drug pricing system sort of blame each other for this issue. You have middlemen who negotiate drug prices pointing at drug makers for raising their prices. And then you have the drug maker saying, the middlemen are asking us to raise their prices so they can get better, bigger rebates to pad their bottom lines. It's one of those issues that really makes people scratch their heads and frankly infuriates lawmakers in Washington.
You've touched on this, but what is it about insulin? Why is it such a hot button issue?
Well, there's a few issues at play here. I mean, the first is that insulin's a quite old drug. I mean, drug makers will tell you, of course, there have been improvements to insulin over time, and that is true. But insulin itself has been around for quite a long time. The other issue here, of course, is that people who have type 1 diabetes and people who have insulin-dependent diabetes, I mean, they require insulin to stay alive. And we've seen multiple occasions in recent years where especially young people who can't afford insurance or don't have insurance say, I'm going to try to ration my own insulin. And they've ended up in the hospital or in a coma. We heard from one such patient at the White House this week, and others have unfortunately passed away because of this. So it's one of those issues where not only does it create a financial burden, but I mean, this is a life or death issue for a lot of people.
A major contention among a number of drug pricing advocacy organizations is that they want Democrats to include provisions to also help the uninsured pay for insulin. How would what they want to see play out?
There's a few different policy proposals being bellied around right now. You know, one would essentially ask drug makers to provide a coupon that says, you know, you won't pay more than $35 per month for insulin at the pharmacy counter. There's another proposal that's been around for quite a bit from Senator Tina Smith in Minnesota that would essentially set up an emergency insulin program that would provide insulin for a low price. And this has actually been done in a few states. We've seen states themselves step in and say, we're going to set up an emergency insulin program that will allow people to pick up insulin at the pharmacy counter for, you know, $25 or $35. And essentially, these advocates want to replicate that on a federal level.
The president hasn't weighed in on this part of the proposal to include the uninsured. But how likely is it that the bill's existing insulin provisions will actually pass?
You know, there's a really big looming fear that this proposal that would prevent people with private insurance from paying $35 a month, there's a fear that that will be struck out of the bill. And it's complicated, but to quickly summarize it, basically, Lawmakers are trying to use this fast track process in the Senate to get this bill across the finish line. And lawmakers are currently huddling with sort of the traffic cop of this whole process, the Senate parliamentarian, to see whether these provisions can survive. And so we're in this awkward holding pattern where, you know, certain advocates want to expand this proposal, but there's also this underlying question of whether the proposal that's in there right now will actually remain in the bill.
That's Nick Florco, Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.